I've long subscribed to the marketplace of ideas. As former Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote back in 1919, the best test of truth is the power of the thought to get itself accepted in the competition of the market. I agree. No one can lay claim to alone know the truth, and to the extent truth is left untested, it tends to become rigid dogma. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Why then, in a nation which presumably prides itself on free speech, the people speak over others, refusing to listen to what others have to say? This happens most often on sensitive public subjects, like immigration. Is political discourse dead? Sadly, the disease is everywhere, spreading rapidly, like a wildfire out of control. It happens on the news. It happens in what are presumably public debates. It happens at lunch or dinner with work colleagues. Why can't people agree to disagree? Isn't that where truth emerges? I've long been an opinionated person, but I've prided myself on being able to listen to others as someone who tries to understand the essence of what is being shared. I believe in my positions. I strongly believe in my positions, but I am willing to be convinced otherwise. I am willing, in short, to listen to your view. Maybe I will be persuaded. Maybe I won't. Yet I will weigh your perspective. The worst that can happen is that you will undo my position or parts of it. I lose nothing. Rather, I gain something. I come closer to that ever elusive goal of truth. In law school, Professor Tribe taught me that there can be no First Amendment right to speech if you're not willing to protect the speech you hate. In America, we have the chance, unlike other countries, to live in a marketplace of ideas, but only if we protect that right. I go a step further than my former professor. I believe the right to speak implies the right to hear, the right to hear contrary viewpoints. Communication, after all, is a two-way street. If you speak over others, you are denying not only their right to talk, you are also denying the rights of others to hear their views. Want to know what I think of those who constantly talk over others? They're either selfish, or they're insecure, or both. You're free, however, to convince me that I'm wrong. I promise to not speak over you. Thanks for listening. And remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.